Morning Result Seekers. The intro music I just played for you is obviously the theme from Superman. This song is a great representation of how I feel each week after we've completed our Monday results calls. So let's get right to the action. Please help welcome Mr. Richard Dolan. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Russell. And I don't think that any of our partners across the country realize that the reason why you played that theme music is not obviously to set me up for an incredible call that we're absolutely prepared for, but you might just have an inside scoop on just the kind of PJs I wear on most weekends.
Well, I was a Spider-Man man, but I know how you love Superman.
Hey, you know what? It's true. I actually had a Spider-Man little suit myself, and I got to locate it. I think I may have outgrown it by now, but I certainly miss it. Oh, these are exciting times. And, you know, I do often feel like a superhero, you know, delivering great messages that, you know, they're not born with me. These great truths and insights that we've shared for these past few months during the Rain Mastery calls that we've had every single Monday have been really brought to each and every one of you coast to coast, online, live, and even recorded, thanks to a lot of great mentors, a lot of great teachers. So those superheroes really truly deserve the introduction. Those folks who I've read and studied with, toured beside, and been able to learn from, those are the people who are true authors of my success, and in turn, I share it with you. So that being said, this week I've got to say that Ernest Hemingway is an incredible inspiration. You know, once he had written this, they wrote in the old days that it is sweet and fitting to die for one's country. But in modern day, there is nothing sweet nor fitting in your dying. You will die like a dog for no good reason. And that's the reality of things. It sounds harsh, I know. It's a Monday. Gosh, Rich, you've just bummed me out. But you see, the reality is that when you look at our mortality and you consider for a moment that at the end of life, what was it all really for? And when our time comes for no darn good reason, it'll come. So between now and then, why not just play full out? Between now and then, why not really live into the perfect image of what it would be and what it would feel and what it would look like to be the ultimate, most extraordinary real estate investor? And so for this week, that is my theme. What does an extraordinary real estate investor look like? You know, at some point during the extraordinary real estate investor's life, he will come and she will come to know who he is with respect to his relationship to the world. I believe the extraordinary real estate investor possesses a quiet confidence, knowing that he or she has mastered his or her skills. Having failed repeatedly, this investor arrives at a quiet place where, you know, he knows that no matter what the situation, under the worst circumstances, he will find a way to survive, succeed, and excel. He will deliver results, whatever they might be, with overwhelming and lightning-fast impact. He knows he will get out of situations unscathed and move on to the next mission, called investing in the next door, taking on the next joint venture, bringing on the next partner, no matter what. In knowing this, the extraordinary real estate investor is at peace with himself and herself, with nothing left to prove to the world, at least with regard to his or her craft. Most importantly, he knows what he cannot do. The extraordinary real estate investor knows thyself. It's a quiet confidence, not false confidence. False confidence is possessing certainty without having the skills or the experience to back this up. In briefer terms, it is known as being, well, a BSer, I guess. To a extraordinary real estate investor, this attitude is recklessness. So by virtue of their training, the excellent investment investor, well, are cautious and vigilant. The ones who are not cautious and vigilant are either hanging with Mr. Boris Smirnoff or Johnny Walker, or they end up, well, dead. See, balance is part of being extraordinary. Write that down, please. Balance is part of being extraordinary. And through having sort of an extraordinary attitude and an array of these attributes, the excellent real estate investor knows he is extraordinary with regard to his craft. This is where things for this investor and other kinds of extraordinary people can get a little tricky. While the investor might master his skills and be considered by many as extraordinary, his career is but one aspect of his life. The problem is people tend to focus so intently on mastering one specific game, such as their career or running their company. They often do it so at the detriment of other aspects of their lives, such as their relationship to their romantic partner, with their children, their families, or their neighbors, and vice versa. And I got to say, I've learned that even firsthand. While polishing the lessons the extraordinary real estate investor has will provide you with access to attaining greater success in areas in which you are already doing well and wish to thrive. You see, my intent for these calls have always been that you also use what you've learned these past few weeks over the past few months as we start to charge down the path to closure of Rain Mastery Series 1, to use all what you've learned in all areas of your life where you are barely surviving, areas of your life that do not work. The art is in creating balance. You know, are you always in the doghouse with your romantic partner? You know, are you about to, you know, lose a job or a role or a position? Have you been sort of one foot on first base and another on second, wishing you'd kind of round out to home with your real estate career? You know, is your company on the verge of perhaps bankruptcy? Are you merely scraping by financially? Have you given up on your dream? Is that what's bothering you? So you gotta take a minute. Be real. This isn't to depress you, by the way, especially first thing on a Monday morning, but you merely have to just look at the areas of your life that just do not work. It's to have you look at all the secrets, all these lessons that we've taught, so that you can determine which ones need polishing and which ones, well, are dormant altogether. And ask yourself this: how workable is my life really? How workable is my life really? And remember, the ideas in this entire lesson, not just today, not just for the past week, but for the past 8 months as we've mastered having delivered Rain Mastery Series 1, is to have you look for a moment at your life through a different stained glass window. Now, I have been committed. Dawn Campbell has been committed. Patrick Francie has been committed. And my good friend and partner, Russell Westcott, have been committed. That you have access to these lessons. Whether or not you use them up is your choice. But you've got to remember, you are ultimately responsible for recreating your life as extraordinary. There is no miracle cure. Our commitment is that you use all these lessons to master your life, and as importantly, to somehow use this attitude and these attributes to contribute to others. That's what real estate investing has done for me. That's what real estate has been able to do for Russell and Melanie and Ray and Patrick and Dawn and our entire team from coast to coast. It's been able to provide and create and generate and produce endless possibilities for our families and our lives. So keep in mind that making a difference for others does not necessarily mean working for recognition in the form of citations and awards or striving to get your face on the dollar bill 100 years from now. That's not what it's about. Remember, operators don't need to be the center of attention. Making a difference for others is a moment-by-moment choice. So in every moment, the universe offers countless opportunities for you to contribute your goodness and decency to people. Recreating your life as an extraordinary, not just an extraordinary real estate investor, just extraordinary, an extraordinary human being. And making a difference for others is an attitude you can choose to possess one moment at a time. It is to be undaunted, to remain just unbeatable. It is to be extraordinary as a matter of routine. You know, I remember once in a seminar that I'd led that a man, he had said that he was so inspired by Mother Teresa's work that he had left his career at home, traveled to India, and willingly offered his services to aid in her commitment. Mother Teresa assigned his first job as getting up early every morning and with a huge cart traveled the streets of Calcutta picking up the bodies of people who had died during the previous day and night. Now, how is that for a test of one's good intentions and desire and commitment to make a difference? He did it. Boy, did he do it. And I considered him to be an operator. He did the job as expected and as unexpected and uncomfortable as it was, despite the lack of personal glory or fame, he did it. So my commitment, our collective commitment to make a difference in the world through this chosen profession, if it were, of being an architect of education and a teacher of it, was really tested this particular year. Being able to actually walk in through the doors of the Rain family after 2 decades of having touched 25,000 people's lives, $4 billion worth of transactions coast to coast, was no small feat. But as I listen to members, you, each of you, one by one, many of you writing me emails and sending me texts and sharing with me in live performances, saying that this work is touching you in some way. It's woken some part of you up. It's shunned some light in some dark and very bewildering corners of your mind, of your soul, of your heart. That you know that at some point or another, having pursued a career, the thought of mastering the art of generating performance and results in real estate, a part of you is turned off, tuned out, gone dim, and brain mastery. As uncomfortable as it was, and whether it was just my slick ways or good performance, and once you get past all those interpretations and judgments and make wrongs, you heard me. And not because of who I was, but because of what you heard resonates. It was a part of the signal that allowed you to, in fact, get in tune with what you've been missing. So as I listened to people speak to me, coast to coast, city by city, saying, continue doing this work, continue touching that button, turning that on, making sure that the dashboard warns me continuously, effortlessly, seamlessly, continue reminding me of why I'm here. Why I'm here, not just for the real estate investment results, because those are easiest results. To get results in real estate, my gosh. Follow any of the books that we've written, any one of the 7 national best-selling books. Pick up any one of the programs. We all know that's easy. What's not easy is becoming the person you know you need to become to accomplish things that you set out to do. And that's what Rain Mastery's become. That's what these calls have all been about. It's not what I say. It's not what I ask you to do. It's not who I ask you to go and become. It's who you become to be here. It's being the net results of great sound choices. Now, keep in mind that this is my personal perspective. This is my personal opinion. And it may not in any way reflect the views of anyone who has contributed to, well, this work or my views, because their views are their own. So the reality here is that all these lessons, they're lessons for everyone who's interested in recreating their lives is extraordinary. Not just to be an extraordinary real estate investment person, business, or investor, but just a human being and are committed to being unbeatable in the face of adversity, being able to be unbeatable in the face of impossible odds, being able to be unbeatable in the face of uncertainty and willing to do whatever it takes to just get it done. The reality is this, my friends. On this particular call, let this be a wake-up call for you. That no matter what I say, what I teach, or share with you, you know what you're capable of. Russell and I every week tune in, not to remind you of what you need to know, but just to tap you on the shoulder to remind you of what you already know. That is an extraordinary real estate investor. Knowing who you are and knowing what you're not, and being complete with both, wholly. So for this week, here's what I want you to do. I want you to pull up a page of paper, and I would like for you to write down what it means for you to accomplish all your visions, goals, and aspirations when it comes to real estate. I want you to write feverishly, in a state of flow, all the possible fantasies, results, goals, objectives, and net results that you know that if you were to attain them all, that would encapsulate you, by definition, an extraordinary real estate investor. How many homes would you own? How much would your cash flow? What would your rate of return be? What would be the growth of your portfolio? How large is it? Where are your properties? How many families have you put a roof over the head of? How many property managers have you engaged? How many people's lives are you touching? And as a result of all the success, how is your life looking? How is your wife or husband feeling? How are your kids understanding, seeing, and learning from your leadership, your ability to execute this plan, this thought, this vision that you fulfill? One page, fill it passionately. For me to be an extraordinary real estate investor means I will be doing this. What? What's this? Write it down. And I invite you to share it with me, richard@raincanada.com. And in exchange for you to share it with me, and I in turn will share it with my good friend and partner, Russell Westcott and Don Campbell, as we review them, we will, over the next coming weeks, announce and share by Module 6, the ones that we found most compelling, most profound, and most empowering. And a gift will be coming your way. Why? Because great behavior should be noted, but extraordinary behavior is always going to be rewarded. So there's your homework for the week. The excellent, extraordinary real estate investor. Are you one? Russell, are we one? What do you think?
Absolutely, Rich.
You bet, buddy.
Wow. That is very generous of you donating your time to reviewing members, partners, emails that are coming in. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Russ. It's what we do, is it not?
Absolutely. Today's call was all about being extraordinary and keeping balance in your life. What a great reminder of what it takes to create results in your life. Thanks once again, Frame Partners, for your commitment of dialing in. The purpose of these calls are to start your week off in the right direction. If you need any help or support, please call the RAIN office, 1-888-824-7346. Experts are standing by. I'm Russell Westcott, signing off, wishing you a masterful week. Bye for now.